Come near the cross. Fantastic. All right. I have a question. Who here has ever been scared or afraid? Scared or afraid? Well, this morning in our gospel lesson, Jesus was talking to his disciples about some of the things that might happen to them. You see, they were charged with proclaiming Jesus' message. Jesus told them, whatever you hear in the dark, whatever you hear in the light, whatever you hear whisper, you shout from the mountaintops, talking about the good news of God in Him, in Jesus Christ. And if you're going to proclaim these things, you're going to tell everyone these things. But there was a problem. There were people who didn't want them to proclaim those things. People who thought that they were wrong. People who were afraid of what the message of Jesus Christ would do to them, would do to the world, would shake up the things that they believed. And they didn't want to believe. They said, no, we don't want to proclaim these things because it's too radical. It's too much. They couldn't handle that. And you guys know what happened to Jesus, right? He went around playing. He was, where did he end up? He ended up first on the cross. They didn't like what he had to say. He was claiming things. He was saying he was the Son of God. And he said, no, we don't like this. They ended up crucifying him. They nailed him to the cross. And he was warning his followers, you know what? You're going to say these things? Guess what? People are going to hate you. People are going to want to kill you for it. And you know what happened to most disciples after Jesus rose again and ascended into heaven? They went around and they proclaimed the word of God. And you know what happened to most of them? All but one happened. They were all killed for proclaiming Jesus Christ. They were killed for their faith. They were called martyrs. Some of them died for faith, they're called martyrs. And throughout history, even to this day, people are dying that they are proclaiming the faith of Jesus Christ. And other people don't want them. They don't want to hear it, they don't believe it, and they persecute them, and they kill them. There are martyrs even today, there are martyrs throughout history. But that just shows us something. It shows us that these people are willing to die for their faith. You know why? Because of the promises that Jesus gave them. They weren't afraid. They weren't afraid because they listened to what Jesus said. They believed in Christ. They had faith all the way until the end. You know how? They believed. Now, I have a question. I have a couple questions here. Who here knows how many hairs are on your head? How many hairs do you have on your head? You know how many hairs are on your head? How many? Nine? Can you know that? Anybody can guess how many hairs you can throw on your head? 1,000? That's a little closer. What do you think? 1,000,000? That's a little much. What do you think? 100, we've got 100, we've got 1,000. Put those together, it's 100,000. And that's how many hairs are on the average human's head. Some have more, maybe some have less. but most people have somewhere around 100,000 hairs on their head. How about this? This is even crazier. How many birds think there are in the whole world? How many birds? Total. silly, and that's a lie. Not funny, silly, I mean, you could. 200,000 burn the whole world? No, way more than that. What do you think? Infinity number, there's got to be a finite number of birds. There are 200 to 400 billion birds in the world. A couple of scientists have thought, yeah, we don't know the answer to this question. We're going to try to figure it out. They estimate. So that's a big range of numbers. But, you know, there's not a lot of birds, there's not a lot of things. So they just guess, basically, using some science and math. There's somewhere between 200 and 400 billion birds. And what Jesus told us in the lesson today, he told the disciples, every hair on your head is counted. And God knows the number of every hair on your head. And then he went on to tell them, not a sparrow will fall from the sky without your heavenly Father knowing it. God cares for every bird in the sky, all 200 to 400 billion of them. Jesus assures his disciples who are worth far more than sparrow. So much so that every hair on your head is counted. God knows every single hair on your head, and that is the doctrine. Still, Mary, God, before you were born, the long have to be God. Because he loves you. And he cares for you. And that's what he tells the disciples. Well, our God in heaven loves you and cares for you more than you can imagine. So much so that, like I said, he knows that you are in heaven. And that gave him faith. That gave him faith to believe and to proclaim even to their death. And so, we give thanks to God for how much he loves us. How much he cares for us, and how much we don't have to be afraid, because we always know that God is watching us. No matter what our situation is, God will take care of us, because we are worth far more than that sparrow. And then the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for that reason.